They'd have a covered porch, you know. And then at the end of this, say there's three boys, you know, and each one of them have a bedroom. At the end of this thing, they'd have the kitchen and of course, you ate in the kitchen. And you didn't have a dining room. Your kitchen was big enough that you had a table in there. Kitchen be on the end of it. You'd eat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Your well would be just off of the porch there at the kitchen. You'd have a table or board across there for your water bucket. Dipper and wash basin, you know, to wash your face and hands. They usually had a mirror on the wall over there where you comb your hair. And you took your bath, the number two wash tub. Always waiting until just before sundown. And some of the boys would take their bath on the front porch. I never could figure out why. The road would be running. Of course, the house never was as close as from here to the street then. Close to there, that little break over there. To the road. The road be running along there. Of course there wasn't, you know, wasn't a lot of traffic. But they'd be getting ready to go to Saturday night dance. They'd take the bath on the front porch.
Was there ever a little room off the kitchen where you might keep extra dishes or canned goods?
Yeah, pantries. Usual thing, you get all your canned fruit and stuff in there.
You were talking about porch. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides porch?
Yeah, gallery. Front and back gallery. Long when I come along, most folks call it porch then, you know. But I've heard real old people talk about the gallery.
Any of those extend around on the sides of the house?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them where extend down the north side of the house and the east side, you know.
Tell me this, did people have any name for things that really weren't any good anymore, maybe broken chairs or broken down furniture, things that they just couldn't bear to get rid of, you know? They'd say they had a lot of old...
You mean keepsakes?